Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020 News Radio, KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Coming up in a half hour, we'll have the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, will join us. He's going to talk about a plan to possibly expedite programs for nonviolent marijuana convictions because, well, we need workers. So we'll talk to him in a half hour. But first, we have somebody else, very important.
Well, 24 hours ago, we had the current sitting governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf. And now we welcome on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Jay Corman, who is, at this time, the Pennsylvania Senate President Pro Tem, and he would like to be the next governor. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. You know, there's a lot of hats in this ring. I don't have to tell you. So what made you determine that you wanted to be the governor?
Well, I want to put people first. I've watched over the last 18 months where the executive branch has overreached and infringed upon the rights and freedoms of the people of Pennsylvania. We had a governor tell us, who could go to work and who couldn't go to work, who could go to school and who couldn't go to school, who could get health care treatments and who couldn't, who could even demonstrate in the streets and who couldn't. And I understand we were facing a public health crisis, but at the same time, the governor didn't trust the people to handle it. He made all the decisions for us, and we're just not a society that stays home and lets the government figure it out for us. We're a society, a can-do society that says, hey, let me know what the challenges are, and we'll go meet them. So I want to bring our freedoms back, and make sure that I protect them as governor. I want to make sure that people have opportunities. Economic security is the cornerstone to a thriving family, a thriving community, a thriving commonwealth. We have to have good paying jobs. Right now, you see the governor, the one area of tremendous growth opportunity for Pennsylvania is the energy sector, and the governor and his progressive friends are trying to kill those jobs, which not only will kill those jobs by joining this regional greenhouse gas alliance, but also raise energy prices on all families in Pennsylvania, which right now is something we can little afford with it, with all of the inflation that's going on. So we got to have good family sustaining paying jobs. The energy sector is a tremendous area of growth. We just saw, because of good public policy that we passed, a $6 billion investment going into northeastern PA, which is going to have thousands of construction jobs and then hundreds of current or full-time jobs afterwards. So you can have a positive energy economy and have a good environment at the same time. Too many people try to make false choices. So, you got to have opportunities for jobs, and you got to have, to do that, you got to have a good educational system. And that's something that I'll be strongly advocating for as well. And then finally, safe streets. We have to have safe streets to have opportunity, to have a good educational system, to have our freedom. And unfortunately, over the last 18 months, crime rates in Pennsylvania have gone up significantly, particularly in the area of homicides. And we have to have a governor that supports our men and women in uniform. And that's something that I will do strongly. So those are sort of the cornerstone issues that I'm talking about on this campaign and excited about bringing my message to the people of Pennsylvania.
And you have 22 years experience in Harrisburg. Mm-hmm. You've been in the Senate a long time. You've had a long career. You're a realistic person, a more of a small government person. On the other side of the aisle, if you get through the Republican primary in May, you'd likely face somebody like the Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, who has a different philosophy. How would that pan out? He's more sides with the governor than you do. How would that pan out?
Well, he does, and I think that will do well for us in a campaign. I think the people of Pennsylvania are aware of those issues I just talked about. I think, you know, Governor Wolf's going to leave office with very low approval ratings. You're seeing the whole country because of the incompetency of Washington, D.C., moving back center-right, where the country normally is. And you saw we won 3 out of 4 statewide races in Pennsylvania. This year in judicial races, you saw the governor's race in Virginia, even New Jersey, which wasn't supposed to be a close race. I think the people, if you see all the polling, it goes towards Republicans right now. So look, I want to be a governor for both Republicans and Democrats, but I certainly like the fact that the people are believing in the issues I just talked about, empowering parents and education. That's obviously an enormous issue right now, something that I've had a career of trying to give more options for parents to find the educational system that works best for their child. Supporting the police. And, that's something that's obviously a very, I started the campaign last summer of yard signs saying we support the police. I gave away 1,500. I probably could have given away 1,500 more in my district. That's where the people are. So I think the people are with us on the issues right now. And, so we just got to focus and do the right things to help people in Pennsylvania better their lives. And I think we'll do well.
And you're from the central part of the state, Bellefonte. So you're split right down the middle there. Would you favor Philadelphia? Some politicians favor Philadelphia over Western Pennsylvania, and that sort of gets stuck in the craw of people here in our region. Or would you be more equitable?
Oh, of course we'd be equitable. I mean, we're a commonwealth, and every parts of the commonwealth are important, northeast, south, and west. I grew up in the 70s, so you could know where my sports loyalties are, being a big Pittsburgh fan all the way around. But, we want to help Pittsburgh. We want to help Philadelphia. We want to help Erie. We want to help Scranton. As a commonwealth, if any area of the state's not doing well, it hurts the rest of the areas. And so it's important that southwestern Pennsylvania, that's the key to the energy economy I'm talking about. That is the key to the economy of southwestern Pennsylvania. And so I want to be a leader in creating those jobs, blue-collar, family-sustaining jobs, so that people can support their families, support their communities. That's the cornerstone to any viable, any healthy community is good jobs. And so southwestern PA energy economy is enormous, and that's why I'm going to be supportive of it.
How do you get to the top of this heap of the crowded Republican field of candidates? What do you do to push your name to the top?
Well, I think by the time we get to the, the actual primary, many of these candidates will fall off. So we'll see where it goes. But, you never know. I differentiate myself as someone who has accomplishments. I always tell people it doesn't matter what you're for. What matters is what you get done. Because we can be for something. That's nice. That's great. You're good. You're for that. But if you can't go get it accomplished, then, what good are you for me? So I have a career of accomplishments. I think I'm uniquely qualified as someone who served in the legislative branch to work with the legislative branch to get big things done. I'm running for governor not because I necessarily want to be the governor. I'm running for governor because I want to do the job of the governor. I have a daughter in college. I have 2 boys in high school. So soon they're going to be making decisions where they're going to live their lives and where they're going to raise, hopefully, their future families. I want them to do it in Pennsylvania. I want them to have the opportunities to do it here in Pennsylvania. This is what motivates me. This is what drives me to get into this race. And so, I think I have, the ability. The legislature can't get anything done without the governor signing it. The governor can't get anything done without the legislature passing it. For far too long, we've seen those two battle each other, through the Wolf administration, through even the Corbett administration, through Rendell's second term for sure. So it's time to have people get along and get things done, because that's what we're measured by. That's what we're judged by, what we get done. And I think I'm in a position to get things done unlike any other member or any other person in the race.
And Senator Cornyn, one final question, very quick answer.
Sure.
Governor Wolf has been very gracious with his time. Every 2 weeks he joins us, every other Tuesday here on the KDK Radio Morning Show. Will you continue that tradition?
Well, whatever works for you guys, if you want me that much, you have to get Paul Alexander on their air with me at least once or twice. So.
Is it true you know promise. Paul Alexander and once worked in radio?
It is true. It's, I don't want to say how long ago because they'll just date both of us, although Paul's younger than me. But he lived in he's a Penn State guy, lived in State College for a while, and know each other very well.
Well, we
should you win, we'll reserve that time for you.
We appreciate your time this morning, and we will talk again. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
Thank you.
It's 837 News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle.
Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman. Lieutenant Governor, good morning. Good to have you back.
Hey, always good to be back. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate your passion in this particular area, too, that we want to discuss, because I know you went across every county in this state, talked about, read the temperature of the people of Pennsylvania about recreational marijuana, but I know you have a particular passion about this expedited review program that would take care of the nonviolent marijuana people who had been convicted in the past to try to get them back into society. In many cases, they can't get a job.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, absolutely. I'm a fervent believer in second chances. And one of the things that I quickly discovered was that people's lives were just being ruined by these silly charges. And you have all this unnecessary review. I mean, this is a substance, a plant that's legal in many jurisdictions across America. And it's not a big deal, but you go through your life, in many cases, a convicted felon. And that excludes you from a lot of opportunities. So I developed an expedited review process that I encourage everybody to partake in. If you've got some stupid charge like that on your record, it doesn't cost anything to apply, and we can get that stripped off your permanent record.
And this is going to sound like a dumb, basic question, but half of the annual arrests for nonviolent drug violations are for marijuana, according to the ACLU. What exactly is a nonviolent marijuana arrest or conviction?
You know what it is like is that it's like a bunch of Penn State football players in their apartment, and somebody, they like, oh, I smell marijuana, and they knock on the door, and then their careers are ruined because they have these charges. You know, like, we see all kinds of cases. We just got a pardon for a gentleman who has been a convicted felon since 1975 over an eighth of ounce of marijuana from, again, 1975. It's everybody that has ever just had a run-in with law enforcement with marijuana over the years that has had their records permanently damaged and their opportunities. And I don't think, you know, I don't care how conservative or how liberal you are politically, I don't think we as a society should be really damaging people's future for consuming a plant that is now legal in many jurisdictions and soon will be in Pennsylvania.
John, do we have any idea how many people we're talking about? Because, as you know, there is a demand in the labor force, so there are people that could make immediate connections with jobs. How many people might be able to take advantage of this opportunity?
Well, you know, Pennsylvania has 20,000 marijuana cases every year. We in Pennsylvania fill Heinz Stadium every couple of years with silly marijuana charges in cases like that. And that's an enormously large population. And all this does is hinder their ability to support themselves, support their families, get better jobs, get, just get on with their lives. It doesn't make any sense. And you know, right now, this is our only way to free records. I support mass expungement of records, and so does the governor. But right now in Pennsylvania, we don't have the legislation to be able to do that. Although that's changing, where now for the first time in Pennsylvania history, a Republican has introduced a bill to legalize recreational marijuana. A former U.S. Marshal, one of the most conservative members of the caucus, you know, now calls it "quote unquote" inevitable in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so we talked right to him. Direction. We definitely talked to him, and yes, I mean, it seems more and more people are on board on both sides of the aisle. Do you have any sense, since they passed it in New Jersey and New York, when this might practically come to fruition here in Pennsylvania?
Well, the pardons aspect is right now. In fact, I provided the link to your expedited pardon review, and I you know, really encourage everybody listening. Again, I don't care what political stripe you are. If you got a charge or know somebody, get it off your record. You know, I'm Lieutenant Governor for a little over a year, and we want to get as many people freed of these silly convictions and charges that are holding their record back. And it can move as fast as the Republicans allow it to move in terms of overall legalization. You know, Senator Regan is in high standing in his caucus. And as I mentioned, he's a former member of law enforcement and has called it inevitable. So that's an incredibly positive sign. And our evolution towards this, that's a quantum leap in acknowledging it. It was going from, you know, this is dumb, we're not going to talk about this, to now the Republicans are now actually acknowledging that it's quote unquote inevitable.
Yeah, and you had mentioned that a lot of people have been impacted by this because of a small amount of marijuana conviction or affiliation years ago. Who would be ineligible for the expedited review?
Most people are eligible immediately. I mean, I can't tell you how many folks that we've given these to. Like, they can't volunteer at their child's school activity, or they apply for a new job, and it's like convicted drug felon, and it conjures this ridiculous image. And it's just a person who got caught with marijuana, for Pete's sake. You know, it's like we, you know, for you to pay for the rest of your life. I mean, this is the only mechanism available in Pennsylvania right now. And otherwise, this will carry with you for the rest of your life. It's thousands of people, tens of thousands of people across Pennsylvania. And my message is that, you know, in the year that I have left in charge of this board with this process, I want as many folks to get that second chance. And again, the application doesn't cost anything. You don't need an attorney. And our turnaround time is right now down to 3 to 4 months. So I would encourage everybody within the sound of our voices to, if they have this kind of charge, to apply.
Okay. And where do they get the application to apply?
It's on our website. I've provided it to your support staff here at the show. And I'm going to tweet it out this morning, too, in conjunction to this interview, because we really want to encourage Pennsylvanians to get that stupid charge off your record for good, and it won't cost you anything, and you absolutely do not need an attorney. Although you're welcome to use one, you absolutely do not need an attorney. But I would just urge folks to go quickly with it.
Well, while you're still Lieutenant Governor, John, when do you think the federal government will recognize, because all of these states that have both medical and recreational marijuana use are still kind of diametrically opposed to the federal government. Do you see that changing at any point?
It sure really needs to. It's such a no-brainer. You know, when South Dakota democratically chooses legalizing marijuana for itself, you know, how controversial is it? I mean, that's arguably, you know, one of the most conservative states in America, and they voted for it a year ago. Arizona lets you grow 12 marijuana plants in your garden right now, 12. In Pennsylvania, that makes you a felon, and you might even go to prison if you're caught with 12 plants. That's how silly we are of a space we are right now with cannabis in Pennsylvania. We need to just, you know, legalize it and let states get down to, you know, making it safe, pure, regulated, and available. I mean, to me, it's a freedom issue, too. Freedom to partake in a substance that people use to relax, people use for medical purposes, people use at the end of the day, no different than, you know, having a drink or something. They just, you know, have this plant as an option or an alternative, especially to opioids for anxiety too. Our veterans, my goodness, the VA continually blocks cannabis research. And I heard on that tour that you referenced in the beginning of this interview, our veterans are crying out for this. They want this. They need this as an option for them. And currently right now, because of cannabis's classification as a Schedule I substance, the VA will not permit that.
Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, always appreciate your input and time, sir. Thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you for having me on.
And you can go to...
Yeah, that website is Board of Pardons, bop.pa.gov, bop.pa.gov, and the expedited review program will pop right up for you. We'll tweet that out.
And put a link on kdkradio.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.